For this item, there's also a brief update that has been developed. Mr. Bradley, Mr. Riesbach. There's the different objectives and findings that were part of the audit have been identified, and part of the conversation with the chair of CDOC, we had been talking about the different parts where we're working on. Some areas there's more progress than others. But we want it to be, again, in an effort to be transparent, this is where we are in the process. This is our approach towards resolving and addressing the different objectives in the audit. So we wanted to provide this information, offer an update to the CDOC as well as the trustees. This memo doesn't necessarily state it, but part of this process has been ensuring that the audit firm continues to work for a second year. So that is actually what has been secured. And we'll be working with them as the new calendar year approaches in order to prepare the audit for 14-15. So that, again, this is a brief update. You can see the different items and where they are, including long-term facility master plans, the issues with time certifications and accounting, issues around change order and how much detail is provided in agenda items, and the fact that we've been working to offer a greater degree of explanation and clarity in the items. So again, this is an effort to provide an update with the different items as we're starting to prepare for the next bond audit season.
We need to see. Is there any public comment on item number 4?
Yes. Sorry.
That's okay. Take the time. They could come, whoever wants to come forward.
Any floor is open.
Thank you for giving me this opportunity. I basically have a few questions to ask. I think it's great that there's a PROPO audit. I'm hoping that we as a public will get to know more of the details. I think, obviously, when you talk about $60 million being spent on one school and there's still more to be done. I think there are problems. There have to have been problems. And I think the public deserves to know what went wrong and where it went wrong. And I think there are some answers that need to be given. And I think the Bond Oversight Committee has been doing a very good job under, you know, previously some extraordinarily difficult conditions when they were being disrespected and they were not being given information. And I'm glad that that situation is much improved. I think that overall, I would also request, in addition to more specifics on some of these problem areas, that the public be given the opportunity to know exactly what's going on with the reaccounting and the reconfiguring of projects that were done in the past. Supposedly, that, I guess, reworking a history for the past 20 years was a project that was someone was working on. I would love to know an update. I would love to know what's happening with that. I would love to think that we can trust the people who are handling our money, but I think we need more data. I also think that Belarus needs to have this sort of oversight committee as well, because we don't really seem to know what's happening with our money, and we need to know. Thank you.
Thank you.
There are no further speakers on the side.
Could you state your name again, please?
My name is Gloria Semester.
Semester?
It's Norwegian. I don't expect that.
Okay. Gloria S. All right. We'll keep it at that. Next speaker.
There are no further speakers.
Okay. So, our discussion. Okay.